Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers coming at you live from Corbett, Oregon, and I will tell you that things continue to build with excitement of what these wonderful solutions or products, however you want to refer to them, as the trends go the direction in our favor, there is a continued sense of awe and awareness. And every week, it seems like I'm continually amazed at what's taking place not only in our lives, in the five pillars of health, but also in the lives of people that have never heard of Neken. And the stories just keep coming and coming and coming. And as we look forward to, and we're going to cover this in about 25-30 minutes from now, after we finish with our wonderful guest that's agreed to join us and give us some amazing tips on the subject of autoship, we're going to talk about what's coming up, because a week from now, it's going to be a totally different world, not only in Neken, and this is my prediction, but also in the world of network marketing and organic-based nutrition. And we've seen what Neken has already decided to do as far as make a statement and stand by that statement, a philosophy of core values when it comes to what we put into our bodies and the results that we get out of that. And well, there's just some exciting things. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But first, Julie, do I still have you with us?
I'm here, Kim.
Okay. We got you loud and clear. And if it wanes a little bit or people can't hear you, I know they'll text me in a few seconds and let me know. They'll say, hey, tell Julie to speak up, and Vance, you be quiet, or something like that. That's usually what happens. Julie, real quick, for those who have never heard your story, I know your background is in nursing as a retired nurse, and but
technology.
Say that again?
Medical technology.
Medical technology. Okay, so explain that. What is that? Give us an overview real quick.
Okay, a medical technologist does all the blood work and all the tissue testing, gives all the lab reports when you're in the hospital.
Okay, and how many years did you do that?
Over 44.
Holy smokes, so you were dedicated, you obviously enjoyed it?
I loved my job, I loved working in the hospital, which was why I delayed getting so involved with Neken until later as a business. I just wanted the products for me.
Okay, and that's 91% of most of us. We get introduced to these amazing products. And what was your product introduction like?
My product introduction was with a mattress topper, because I have a very bad degenerative disc disease back from an injury as a child when my brother pushed me out of the treehouse. My head split open and my neck and back were permanently damaged. So I always had a bad back, and one of my scouts, Mrs. Clark, you have to try this mattress topper. And of course, I was not interested. I didn't want any part of it. And finally, after a few months, he just put it in my car after a scout meeting, and he said, just try it and let me know how you like it. So 3 days later, I called him, and I told him he could not have his sample back. Arrived. That was when I joined Neken, just for me, because I wanted the products. Being medically background, you always think they're not going to work, and then how long is it going to work, et cetera, et cetera. But from then, I started learning about Neken because I like to learn. So went to the conventions, I did the reading, and I gradually added the products. And then they made my husband better. 11 years ago, he's a bad diabetic, and he has celiac disease really bad. So the lactoferrin gold made him better in 1 month.
Wow. And taking just regular single dosage or double, or what was he doing?
Just a regular dosage. He
okay.
was so bad, and he was so desperate for that protein. It was incredible the difference that it made. And then a few months later, he started getting very sickly again. So I told him I thought he was going to have to double the dose, when he told me that he ran out 3 weeks earlier and forgot to tell me. which was a perfect proof. So he started on it again, and now he never forgets to tell me when he needs more, and I always keep extra.
You know, what is it that about us males that we you know, our gender, that we want to be martyrs for some reason and not admit when something's working really well? You know, there's some type of manliness there that we can't ever come to terms with the fact that, hey, this is a really good thing. We gained a customer yesterday for this very same reason, because her son-in-law, really, really high cholesterol issues. And, you know, Julie, we need to say up front, in case somebody's listening, they're brand new to Saturday AM Live or they're catching the recording, we don't ever make medical claims. I mean, you, with your background, could say, hey, based on the science, this will do this, this, and this. However, Nikan's products are merely, you know, just wellness solutions. That's all they are. And I know that as I approach my 25th year, you know, a quarter of a century of playing with these things, any results people get are just merely coincidences. So I know that you're passionate about the nutritional, and especially as we make this shift to organic-based nutritional products, that even our Kenzen Vital Balance are. And I'm always hesitant to call it a meal replacement because it's so much more than that, especially the new formula. And yet that's what it is, but it does so much more. But being that it's 80% organic-based, because some of the ingredients were just tough to get completely 100% organic, you, over the last few years specifically, as we've made this shift to be customer-centric, you made a decision just to go hog wild and build an auto ship base. What motivated that decision, and you know, kind of why? What was the thought process behind that?
My thought process was that I wanted to make money, but also, more importantly, I wanted to help people. And when people go on auto ship, they get the discount. I also wanted to build a foundation so that I would always have the minimum I needed for whenever I moved up in rank. I wanted to know that I was going to have that requirement of volume there. And the easiest way is to do it with auto ship. So I listen carefully to people so that I can give them the solution to their problem. I've learned not to talk so much anymore, because when you talk too much, you overwhelm people, and then they get confused and they don't buy anything. So you have to start small with one thing at a time that directly solves their problem. So I have some people on the Kenzen Vital Balance. I have some people on the mushrooms. I have some people on the vitamins. I have some people on the bergisterol and the juices, whatever their need is. And then gradually a few of those people have added. So I have a couple auto ships that are good size because they started with something small, they liked it, and then, well, what else do you have? Well, what else do you have? So you can always add to. And I try to let them, those who complain about money, I let them get an every other month auto ship or every third month so that they save money on shipping. Some people would prefer it that way. Some people like it just every month. So you have to listen carefully for what they want and then give them the answer to what their issue is. So gradually I've built up. I'm in the 20 range now for my auto ships, but they're not all monthly. Some are monthly, some are bi-monthly, some are quarterly. I have one that gets a six-month supply of the bone health products. Because she travels a lot. So she gets, every 6 months, she gets six of everything, which that's what she wants. That's what fits in with her lifestyle. So the important thing is to remember that you have to decide and be dedicated to what you're doing. I like to think of the ABCs. So that you always be communicating, always be contacting people, always ask, be consistent, But have the confidence. Once you know that the products are going to work, then it's easier to portray that to people.
Yeah, Julie, and I want to go back to something you said about bi-monthly or quarterly or even a six-month supply of something, because when Nikan unveiled that a couple years ago, you were one of the first people that I know of. I mean, I literally thought, oh, my goodness, what a brilliant idea, because everybody wants to save on shipping. Amazon Prime has become so popular, even though nobody ever talks about what it costs them, you know, the $100 a year membership to be part of that. All they ever talk about, oh, I have Amazon Prime, so I get free shipping. Here, you can even use my account. I get free shipping. This goes on and on and on. Because shipping for our culture today is absolutely huge, and yet for some others, it's not such a big deal because it's convenient to be able to order things from the privacy of our home. I don't have to go spend time in the mall or in the stores or even go looking. I can look everything online and I can compare and shop. And with this privilege that we have, this it's not an opportunity, but just a simple method of going monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, or every 6 months. I'm still holding out hope that we'll have an annual for certain things, you know, like filters. When you sit down with somebody, do you share with them up front the multiple shipping ways via AutoShip, you know, with the four different, you know, time frames? Or is that something that, as you said, comes from listening to them as far as what they're thinking? How do you really decide which month or how often? And then, or, here's another question too that pops to mind, how do you decide if AutoShip's even the right thing for them? Because here's a little secret, everybody, if you didn't notice that, we actually don't make as much as consultants. We get paid a little bit less when they take advantage of the AutoShip. How do you decide that AutoShip is best for them? Because I'm looking at, last month you had 12 different customers, and this is always scary when I can look, you know, people like you that are in our, part of our group. But your lowest AutoShip order was $42, and I think one of your highest here was $339. How do you segue that in? Let's role play. Let me do it this way. I'm definitely interested. I've registered as a customer, and a family of four or five of us. And we just want the core basic, you know, like to build up our immunity. I heard a lot about this Jade's product. Ooh, that Vital Balance is a meal replacement. That's good. How would you do it from there?
So I would list the choices. I say, my business card says better choices today for a happier, healthy tomorrow. And I'm also telling people be healthy by choice and not by chance. So I give them the choices. Here are the choices that we have, and you can go on monthly AutoShip to save money. Some people get nervous with the AutoShip, so then I'll say, well, order a month's supply, and then when you decide you like them, then you can go on AutoShip after that. Some people choose that the first time not to go on AutoShip, and that's, of course, better for us because the volume is higher. But I always give them choices because people don't like to be told what to do. So with yours, I would list the choices you had with the multivitamins, the J3 enzymes, the Vital Balance, the immunity. If you have digestive issues, then I always throw in the lactoferrin gold. Bone concerns, if you're not getting enough calcium, then you need to add the calcium. So we go through the list, I'd make the list, and then I would ask you what you wanted to start with.
Okay. Do you ever share the non-consumable, like a pair of insoles or, you know, power band necklace? Do you segue that in?
Yes, I share everything, but I go by what their needs are. So if they don't have a need for it, I don't want to confuse them by telling them too much.
Okay.
Then after they're on AutoShip, that's when I add in the other stuff. Even though when I do an introduction, in general, a general introduction, I always tell people that we have products, magnetic energy products, the magnetic energy from the earth, infrared energy products, the products from the energy of the sun, and ionic energy products, the products from a rainforest, that these natural technologies and energies are built into our products so that we can have a healthy healing environment, because everybody does better in a healthy healing environment, so we can offset the negativeness, the lights, the fumes from the cars. There's just so many things in the world that are negative that we want to put as much positive into our bodies as we can, and that's what Neekin does. It adds the positive, healthy, healing energies.
You know, Julie, you sound like a live and in-person version of the what I call the egg cartoon, the egg people cartoon video, you know, What is Vital Wellness, that we have available to put on our website. I just introduced new customers yesterday to it, because they started, you know, the husband started reviewing, you know, what was that four things again? Sleep, water, what was the third one? We said air, and then nutrition. Do you use that video, or do you have a favorite video that you like to share with people, or not?
I do have that video. The video I've been sharing the most with people is the duck testimonial video. And that's the product that I get attention with, because if people have something that hurts, they put a piece of tape on it and it's better, like instantly, and that's how you can get their attention, to sit down with them and to give them more information on the other Neekin products.
Okay, now people are going to start texting me. Give them a couple seconds here, and they're going to say, now what testimony video was that? You said the duck testimony? Which one?
Dual underlying kinesiology tape. So.
Okay. It's an interview, I believe, if I remember correctly, with Valerie Johnson.
No. I send them the 3-minute one. The testimonials that were done when it was first introduced.
Oh, which that features one of our very own, Carol John, sitting in her convertible looking all, you know, hot and flashy in the Utah sun. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's got a bunch of short little snippets from people.
It does. Short. People don't have a long attention span. They like things that are short and quick.
Mm-hmm.
I ask them if they want more information. If they have cholesterol issues, I send them the little progesterol video that's 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I listen to what their needs are, and then I follow up. I have the QRF sheets saved in my computer, so that whatever their issue is or their concern is, then I email them the informational sheet. So I send out the Kankotherm one a lot. I send out the duck one a lot for the Mag Boy. I also use the little video that Dennis Williams did a long time ago with the back flex. The new Mag.
Yeah, the excellent 8-minute introduction to the newer version of our magnetics, the Mag Flex, the Mag Duo, and you know that similar is completely reflective of all of our magnetic design. And now it'd be great to have somebody create a new one to show us, and we can do that with a new sample chunk of the sleep system for only $12.99. You can get yours. I encourage you to add it to your next regular order or any order. It's not available on AutoShip, but that little sample chunk to be able to show people what a button magnet. I like calling it a mushroom magnet because it looks more like a mushroom than it does a button. But you know, one, you know, the core, the stem of that, but be able to show people what that technology is. So really, what I hear you saying, there's a lot of information that comes with sitting down with you. And do you, at that point, when you're sitting with them and kind of hearing what they're saying, do you take the few minutes to register them as a customer right then?
I try to.
Okay.
if they're willing. I register them. I like to know, some people don't like doing computers, so if they don't like doing the computer, then I try to get their order and their credit card info right away, and I offer to put that in the computer for them. For those who like to do it, then I get them registered right away so that they can do it, but I find that it takes longer for them to order that way, and I have to follow up more. There's a couple right now that I'm waiting to put their orders in that they were registered some time ago. You just have to be really patient and follow up, because eventually they'll do it. I think my longest one was a woman who's now on the lactoferrin gold, and I think it was over 2 years before she finally started using it, and she is on auto ship now. Her issue was money, so I told her taking it every other day is better than not taking it at all. That's what she does. She's on it. She gets a box every other month. And, you know, if her business builds up, then I know she'll go to daily. But that's what comes with listening and being patient. Give the solution to their problem, and eventually they will they'll order. But the best thing with AutoShip is that once the order is in, it just goes automatically. The other thing I do is sometimes people forget to take their stuff. It will be backed up. I have one woman now in the bone health, and she says, somehow I've got too much stuff here. Well, that's because you haven't been taking it. But she said, no, I take it all the time. So I said, well, I'm going to switch you. So I switched her auto ship to every 3 months, so that she won't get an order. I said, when you need it, let me know and I'll adjust it. So that's the great thing with auto ships, is you can adjust them as needed. So I tell people, if something happens and you forget to take it, I don't want you having a backed up supply of stuff and getting, you know, upset that you've got more stuff than you need. So then I'll just go in and adjust the auto ship, like once I adjusted it for 6 months away. And then when they call me that they were ready, I just switched it back to monthly. So very easy to switch it from monthly to bi-monthly to quarterly or whatever it is you need. And so I tell people, let me know so I can adjust it for you. And I learned that from one person who had stuff backed up, and then they just quit altogether and didn't want to get involved anymore because they didn't want the auto ship. So you have to adjust to the needs of what your customer is.
So what I hear you saying is just that follow-up and maintaining the relationship, touching base with them. And I think for me, the nice thing about keeping them on AutoShip or, you know, altering the frequency is that all their information stays there. I don't have to ask them for their method of payment again. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times in today's, you know, society, I'm saying, hey, just snap a quick photo of the front and the back of your credit card. That way you don't have to type in all those numbers. And then as soon as I get it, I'm going to put it in, and then I'm going to delete those photos. They're gone. And trust me, nobody else has access to my phone. It is, you know, password sensitive. And so that's the easiest way for me to do it. And that was one of our customers that came up with that idea a couple years ago and taught me that. Now, some people won't go for that, but most will. Julian, looking ahead, and I know, as you mentioned, you know, that you wanted to build a solid foundation and build this as a business. Nikan is about to venture into, and I want to talk about this in a few minutes, and open up the line, too, for some Q&A, because the timing of this, if you're catching this via recording, a couple months from now, and the focus is auto ship, you're going to say, oh, yeah, we've had that now for a couple months, so why are they even talking about that? But the opportunity that we have with organic-based nutrition, with a everyday organic-based weight management program is what Nikan's originally calling it. That name may tweak a little bit. But how vital is that concept of every day? Now, you just said you had a customer who does it every other day, you know, for financial aspects. But how imperative is it for us to maintain vital wellness to utilize these organic-based nutritionals every day in your opinion?
Well, every day makes us healthier. I always tell people, read your labels. I'm a process-free educator, and part of that is teaching people to read labels. So you always want to know what you're putting in your body, and you always want to know what you're putting on your body, because there's so many bad chemicals out there. So now that Nikan is going more organic, like, that's just a perfect way to segue into the... There are many groups of people today that are very into organic, and it makes a difference. So if once they see what the products are, the Jade Greens, the 10-4 I've had very good luck with. I have several auto ships that are just the 10-4. It keeps people healthier. Once you make people aware, it all comes down to communication and education, awareness and understanding. So once you make people think about things, then they start paying more attention, and you look at the labels and you'll think, oh, look at that long list of ingredients. There's really bad stuff in there. So they're more likely to be open to Nikan once they see that word organic. Organic opens up a lot of doors. I know people that are into different companies that are with the weight loss stuff, and I looked at the labels, and, you know, it's a lot of sugars, And
why is sugar bad when somebody's looking at a weight loss or a weight reduction or a weight management?
Sugar is bad in general because of the inflammation that it causes in the body. Just in general, it's not healthy. It's what leads to a lot of diseases and illnesses, is a buildup of too much sugar in the body. But the biggest thing is that the inflammation that's caused. So sugar's on my bad list. And I try to get, if you want things sweet, then, and I'm really happy with the monk fruit and our new Vital Balance, it gives it that little tiny bit of sweetness, but doesn't raise your blood sugar, so it's not a bad sugar. But white sugar is just bleach.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
Let me ask you this, and then let's open it up for a couple quick questions, and I want to stay on topic here. But looking back over your few years with developing a customer base, is there one experience, one person, one story that stands out above the rest, that literally their life was changed? I mean, you shared about your husband's celiac disease and his diabetes that he's dealing with, and again, we're not making any medical claims. You shared about the guy with the lactoferrin, but is there one that to you is like just above and beyond that you'll never, ever forget because of what happened with the nutritionals?
Well, probably the most recent one is with the bergisterol juice. When I had a friend's friend who was running to the doctors every 2 weeks and having big trouble getting her blood pressure and cholesterol under control, switching from medication to medication, and, you know, the question I was asked, do you have anything that can help? And, of course, I said bergisterol juice. And so she started taking the juice, and in about 3 months, her cholesterol's under control, her blood pressure's under control, and she's taking less medicine from the doctor, and she doesn't have to go every 2 weeks anymore because she's in control. So she did that for a while, and again, people think that they're okay and they don't need it anymore, so she stopped it for a while. I think about a month, and she went right back to having problems again. So she's back on the bergisterol and the Siaga juice both because she saw the difference that it made in her blood pressure and her cholesterol. So that's probably, I always remember that.
Oh, no, I guess because in my mind I'm thinking, you know, if water is really good, this is a crazy analogy or a crazy example. If water is good and we, you know, drink it on a regular basis, and then all of a sudden we forget and we stop drinking it, things are going to go south.
But I always talk about the water first and keeping our bodies alkaline. So of course, the best product for that is the water and the Jade Green Enzymes.
Mm-hmm. And so affordable. Well, hey, I know I can't, in a short amount of time, come up with all the questions to ask our guests. So if you're listening right now and you've got a question, especially pertaining to the subject of auto ship and maintaining customers and building that, hit *6 on your phone line. And I know Julia's, you know, you've done fantastic with all the different pitches I've thrown over the plate, and you swung and answered so eloquently. So I'm sure that nobody's going to throw us a curveball. But again, *6 on your phone line, and just share with you, number one, who you are, where you're calling from, and question for Julie. And this is where we have that proverbial pause to see, and you might have answered everybody's questions before they even asked.
Hattie Jane here.
Good morning, Hattie Jane, and it's Pennsylvania, correct?
No, it's Virginia.
Oh, why? I don't know. I always think Pennsylvania. So, question for Julie, Hattie Jane.
Julie, and doing follow-up, do you have a consistency of communication that you rely on or that you found useful to adjust for the follow-up?
Yes, I rotate. Like, I have my list of people that are on AutoShip, and I always mm-hmm. try to regularly follow up with all of them. So probably every second or third month.
Uh-huh. How?
I call them. Some of them I have coffee or lunch with, those that live nearby that I'm closer to. But a lot of them are like further away, so I'll make a phone call. If I don't reach them by phone, then I send an email.
And that entire list, Nikon's new computer structure, and they're constantly changing it and giving us more options. That underneath my business, we can click customer list, and all of our customers are listed there, and there is an entire column that says auto ship. And whether it's monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, or every 6 months, that auto ship order and the amount will show up there. And if we want to see more details, we just click on orders, and we can see when it was last shipped. So do you use that, or do you have a separate...
I do use that, yeah.
Okay. So we don't. There's no Excel spreadsheet that you've created or anything fancy like that. It's just you rely on what Nikon's provided for us.
No, I use the list that Nikon has, because as I get new customers, then they get added on. So I also follow up with those that are not AutoShip customers just to see how things are going in their lives and if there's anything else that they need, and so that I can share whatever else is new with Nikon too.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Hattie Jane?
Fantastically, but also I would like to know if there are folks who have expressed interest and they signed up but they haven't done anything, do you have a follow-up awareness for them?
Yes, I follow, because I've created them as, lots of times I've created them as customers, and I have a sticky notes that I keep in my calendar, and I have a list of people and what they're interested in, so that I routinely follow up. You don't want to, like, harass people, like, you don't want to be constantly calling them, but lots of times I see them in my travels so that I can ask. You have to be patient. You have to continually follow up, and you have to be patient. Some of my new customers lately have been customers that have been in my funnel, like, for a year. So I just keep making my list, and I just keep adding to my list. And so I follow up with those who are my customers and those who I think want to be my customers. Sometimes it takes people longer than others. You just have to be patient.
Wonderful. Love it.
Thank you for the excellent question, Hattie Jane. Anybody else? Again, star 6 on your phone line will demute your line.
Hi, this is Molly Tong.
Good morning, Molly, from Dayton, Ohio. I do know that one. Okay.
Yes.
Julie,
you are so perfect for us to emanate from. How can, well, of course, you say you're a medical technician. I guess you were trained by your profession. I wish that I could be one fourth of what you could and what you're doing every day. Thank you very much to be on the call.
Oh, you're welcome. I do a lot of reading too, so that it's important to keep your confidence up. It's important to read. Right now, I just started reading a book called The Big Leap. Not sure how it's going to be, but and I just finished reading a book called The 80-20 Sales and Marketing by Perry Marshall, and that's a really, really good book. I learned a lot of little tidbits in that. So if you're always learning, then you have more info to share with people.
Wow.
You know, that's one of those things that we often forget, that, hey, we are in the sales industry, and if we're not kind of tuning in to, you know, what's current and how the trends are shifting, because, I mean, goodness sakes, just a few years ago, nobody ever went onto a screen and ordered things or bought things, and now, oh my goodness, you know, a statistic that keeps alarming me is that last year, 2016, bottled water sales surpassed soda, pop, carbonated beverages, first time ever. And if you would have told any one of us 10 years ago that, or 20 years ago when there was no such thing as bottled water, yeah, there was a big 5-gallon jugs, but if you would have told any one of us that bottled water, that everybody would be drinking, you know, paying for water. You'd say, oh, that's crazy. Nobody would ever do that. And yet now, you know, trends change. So it's really good to stay on top. Any other questions? Thank you, Molly. That was excellent. And also the praise. And I would ditto everything you said about Julie and her example and just the simple, not formulas, but just the simple pattern that you have established and the protocol you use. Any other questions? Well, I think we've answered them all. So, Julie, thank you again. I do want to segue into a couple announcements, but I want to tie a bow in our conversation. Any other thoughts that you'd share that hasn't been...
I do have a question.
Oh, go ahead. This is Winona, I'm guessing, correct?
Yes. What is the name of the second book she recommended? Not The Big Leap, but the other one.
The other one is 80-20 Sales and Marketing by Perry Marshall.
80-20 Sales and Marketing. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And love your story.
Oh, thank you. Yep, we encourage everybody to have the confidence. Just know that what you're doing is good. Be patient, follow up, and always take action. And don't forget, always ask. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. So always ask. Ask for the order and ask for how you can help.
Excellent, excellent advice. So on that note, I want to remind everybody, if you've got a consultant or somebody you're working with, or you maybe thought, man, I want to go back and listen to that again because Julie said so many different things, www.saturdayamlive.com, that's www.saturdayamlive.com is the website where Steve is so gracious to always post these in a timely fashion. And you can even send, you know, prospective business people to that website and say, hey, check out this recording. So, and we do that just so they're all there, and it makes it really, really easy. And as well on there, if you want a fantastic lesson dealing with auto ship, both week 7 and 8
of the I Can Attitude course taught by Marty Jeffries and co-led by William Todd and Michael DiMuccio. There's a whole little tab on there. You'll see the different tabs when you go onto the website, and you click on that, and week's lesson or lessons 7 and 8 are the most current. Those are the ones we're going through. But overcoming some of those concepts and these attitudes and the thinking, the thought process, really makes a big difference in being able to introduce people to auto-ship. Because we're providing a service for them. The 25% discount, they don't have to think about ordering it again. Nikan's always going to be working on it and making it better. So, you know, just want to remind you that's there and available. So, on that note, Julie, I'm going to say, go ahead.
Dan, another question.
Yeah.
Is that ICANN information on the same website with the SaturdayAM.com?
Absolutely. You'll see a whole list of all these different tabs. They look like file folders. And there's a little tab that says ICANN. Little I and then big C-A-N. And you click there and then everything kind of opens up from there.
Okay. Have a lot of catching up to do. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And I wish I could take credit for any and all of the what's on the website, but I cannot. It's all Steve's doing. So when you get a chance, make sure you give him a shout out and thank him for that. So I want to do something right quick. Hang on real quick here.